It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa legislative session is now in its third week of overtime. The Republican-controlled House and the Democratic-controlled Senate are now trying to reach an agreement on an overall budget. What's holding it up? It's business as usual, says Republican House Speaker Craig Paulson.
It's the same thing we go through every year, is Democrats want to spend more than Republicans.
Well, with me this morning, as she is most Monday mornings, is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
All right. I know you don't have a crystal ball, Joyce, but what does this moving target of adjournment look like for this session?
Well, the two sides are still talking, but progress is slow, agreeing on the budget. And now the soonest they could adjourn would be the week after Memorial Day. This week, most of the action will be leaders meeting with each other and the governor's staff trying to agree on the budget. As you said, we are in overtime, and so it's normal for lawmakers to have made other plans and be absent from the Capitol. They're citizen lawmakers, after all. And a couple of senators will be off this week. That leaves the Democrats with not enough people to pass budgets, even if they were ready to vote on them.
Okay, interesting. Are Speaker Paulson and Democratic Senate Majority Leader Gronstahl tipping their hand much about the big difference among the two chambers, that compromise on education funding, perhaps?
Well, the difference between the House and Senate on K-12 spending remains unresolved in spite of the tentative deal that was announced a couple weeks ago. That agreement would have met the Democrats' demands with some one-time spending, but it was just that, tentative, and it is not sailing through. Last week, one of the budget writers called that an alleged deal. And also, the two parties are millions of dollars apart on social services spending. The House Health and Human Services budget cuts or eliminates a long list of social service programs: tobacco prevention, direct care worker council, rural health clinics, a tax preparation for low-income taxpayers. The list goes on. And in the House debate, Republicans just said state tax receipts are uncertain, so they have to hold the line on spending. Ames Democrat Lisa Heddens heard that argument one too many times. Here's Representative Heddens.
You know, listening to Representative Heaton, it almost made it sound like his comments that we're in a deep depression. Last I knew is our coffers were full, and we did have some money to be able to support children and their families.
Now, that Health and Human Services budget includes keeping two mental health institutes at Mount Pleasant and Clarinda open. Governor Branstad originally wanted to shutter them next month, and Democrats wanted to keep them open another whole year. So Representative Dave Heaton, who was just mentioned, he represents Mount Pleasant. He struck a deal with the governor to keep them open a little longer, through December 15th. Is that compromise going to break this impasse, Joyce?
Well, no, that deal is not necessarily, I should say. That deal is not sailing through either. The governor struck a very hard bargain with Representative Heaton to keep those institutes opened beyond June and then reopen as private facilities later. But to get the governor to agree to that, Representative Heaton agreed to remove all references in the law books to the two mental health institutes in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda, and to the juvenile home in Toledo while they're at it. That is not likely to fly in the Senate. Democrats have argued for keeping all three facilities open, saying Iowa law requires the state to operate these mental health institutes and the juvenile home. And that argument would go away if all references to those state facilities are removed from the books.
So what's left to keep your eye on then, Joyce, besides the overall state budget?
Well, there are a couple of bills that still have a pulse that will get resolved one way or another. One would legalize fireworks, and the other would make driving while texting a primary offense.
Okay, so today on River to River, you and IPR's Emily Woodbury will be talking about legislative issues in other states. We did this last year. It's fun. What can we expect today at noon?
We'll be talking to other public radio reporters about how their legislative sessions are going. We'll hear from Amanda Vinicky. She's the State House Bureau Chief in Springfield, Illinois. And Sean Johnson, who covers the State House for Wisconsin Public Radio.
There's plenty going on in both of those states. Thanks, Joyce.
Okay, thank you.